For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. For 3 weeks, the sound of pencil, quickly sketching against a pad, has helped entertain and inspire kids adjusting to a quarantine lifestyle.
I'm here in my studio in Massachusetts. I'm in my home, and I know a lot of you guys are.
That's author and illustrator Mo Willems. He hosted video sessions called Lunch Doodles with Mo Willems. In this video, he's showing kids how to draw a character from his famous children's book series, The Pigeon Book. Not long after states started closing schools because of the coronavirus pandemic, online activities and events like this one, some live and interactive, popped all over the internet. Musicians started live streaming mini concerts, local meteorologists took to the web to explain weather forecasting, and Emmy Award-winning actress and choreographer Debbie Allen hosted a live Instagram dance class. Rashonda Pratt lives in Columbia. She said her daughter logged on for this one.
My oldest, who's in sixth grade, she missed her dance class and is probably going to miss several other dance classes. So I'm going to pull that up on Instagram so she could participate in that.
From the arts to science, these events all offered different, unique experiences for kids. But what they all had in common was the need for the internet.
I think you will find that the coronavirus has really solidified the need for broadband.
Kathy Schwarting is CEO of Palmetto Care Connections. It's a nonprofit telehealth network located in Bamberg County. They work to increase access to health care in rural parts of the state. But with almost 800,000 students, and that's just within the state's public school system, now adjusting to some form of e-learning, Schwarting says the digital divide that creates barriers to healthcare is the same in education.
A lot of school districts' classes are now going to be done virtually. What's happening in the rural communities, for example, in Bamberg County, is our teachers are having to go in and they're making hard copies of homework assignments for the kids to do over the next 2 weeks, and the parents are having to come pick those packets up.
More than 463,000 people in South Carolina do not have access to broadband. Schwarting says that's about 172,000 households. That number comes from a 2019 broadband mapping project. The state's Office of Rural Health, along with the Palmetto Hospital Association and Palmetto Care Connections, they all teamed up to hire a consultant to learn exactly where in the state there is adequate access to broadband and where there is not. Some of the communities with the highest levels of no access?
Marlboro County, Chesterfield County, Beaufort, surprisingly, has a lack of access. Oconee.
Making it harder for people in these areas to safely see a doctor during a pandemic, attend online classes, or watch an online concert, or sketch along during a lunchtime drawing session with an award-winning author and illustrator.
The lack of broadband access affects our state from an economic development standpoint, from an educational standpoint, our farming community. All of our new equipment runs off of Wi-Fi. The healthcare community is affected. It affects everybody. It is a necessary piece of infrastructure that is critical if our state is going to grow and progress the way that we should.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.